The great improvisational trio Medeski, Martin, and Wood are here today to play live. They have a new compilation of their years with Blue Note Records out called Note Blue, and they are in the process of starting their own label with the initial release of a children's album. Despite each member's varied solo projects and productions, they continue to be drawn back to the special musical conversation that they share. They join us in the midst of a special acoustic tour, and I asked John Medeski if that primarily means that he gets to play more piano.
Well, I think we relish it because it's how we started, and it gives us an opportunity to play in a more, just creates a more intimate atmosphere. The piano dynamically is a softer instrument, although it has, you know, a world of sound and dynamics, but it's definitely not as loud. So it enables us to get into a subtler, more kind of improvisatory interplay that, you know, it's different than when we play the electric shows.
This is. But I was going to say, it's also a really percussive instrument, far more so than what you get from just triggering a
keyboard. Yeah,
another kind of keyboard.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the thing. It can be percussive. It can be. It's very orchestral all on its own. So, I think, you know, one of the things that got us into electric keyboards was the fact that there were no good pianos anywhere for a long time for us. And also, was hearing a lot, just hearing different sounds and colors, and the nature of the music being groove music, organ and clavinet are just natural instruments for it. But I think it's really good for us. It makes us listen more and enables us to get into, a whole nother creative space.
Well, it's funny because one of the ones that I wanted to actually play a track you just recorded live at the World Cafe is this piece. I'm kind of calling it an inverted, what did I say, which is interesting because that's one of the ones where Ray Charles introduced, I guess, the Whirly or whatever.
That's true, actually. True.
How did you start doing this one?
I think we just started.
We're all Ray Charles fans, huge Ray Charles fans. But then recently, this DVD came out of him doing this live concert in Brazil on TV from 1963. It's called O Genio. And it's so good, it's so inspiring, and it's the band and its prime and the Raylettes and the whole deal, and the recording is really good, and it's just really neat to see them, and God, it just sounded so good. And we just kind of, for fun, I think even at some sound checks or after watching it on the bus, would just start playing some of the songs, and I think we started covering a couple of his tunes that way.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's start with this. This is What Did I Say? Thank you. Medeski, Martin Wood are playing live for us today, and that's What Did I Say, recorded live on stage at World Cafe Live. The other thing that's happened is, and I don't know, bands sometimes worry about this, the best of, you know, the kind of summation kind of a CD that's come out on Note Blue, which is putting together the best of the years of Blue Note. And how did you guys approach this? It's kind of a celebration of what you'd done with Blue Note?
This is our second best of. Can you believe that?
You had the Grammavision one. Yeah.
It's earlier. Old hat.
Yeah.
We keep coming back.
Billy, what's your thoughts?
No, I mean, you know, it's just a thing that the record companies do, you know, like, you know, you're sort of at the end of your contract with them, and it's like, you know, they just wanted to release, you know, something, you know, before we start our own label, you know.
It's a way to find some closure.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, it's fine, you know, we're totally cool with it now. I think we were a little more sensitive back in the Grammavision days when they did it, but we're not that attached. I mean, I think it's fine. And, you know, also it's kind of like help us pay our recoupable costs back. You know, like,
oh, that's
we
right.
Want to
you
sell
end up,
these records.
Yeah,
we end up in the hole.
It also, but it's cool. Yeah. It also introduces us. I think it will reintroduce us, you know, and shed light on more people, I think, because I think people like to see, well, who is Medeski Martin Wood still? I mean, I think we're still like, who is Medeski Martin Wood in a lot of places.
Who were they ever?
Right. And this kind of tells a little story, you know, about us and sums up the Blue Note years. And, you know, there's a lot of good music on there.
But one of the things, I want to talk a little bit about being on Blue Note and what those years were like, because I noticed this with any kind of an artist, particularly one is an instrumental artist, they try to kind of, everybody tries to get some kind of focus to an album, and you see it happen with all the greatest artists of all time. Was there a lot of that going on with you guys, or did you end up deciding the focus yourself as you went along? I mean, End of the World Party certainly had a vibe to it, and different ones along the way. And I'm curious as to what the A&R relationship was.
They said, make a record. That was it. They really, that was the beautiful thing about Blue Note, or is the beautiful thing. They don't really tell you what to do. I think they want it to sell and all that. And if it doesn't, you know, they drop you. But they don't really tell the artists how to make a record or what to do. They really give, they gave us a lot of artistic freedom.
They're real music fans there.
That's
really
great.
They're really about the music, and it's great. You know, it's refreshing. And I don't think it's something that's necessarily common in the rest of the record industry, but those guys love music, and so yeah, they'll go for something, they'll let the artist do what they do, and if it works, great, and if it doesn't, well,
next.
Well, nice
try. Thanks to Bruce Lundvall, who's like really kind of like created the whole character Blue Note now, you know, and he just has this love for so much different music, and he signs people on because he really believes with his heart that it's good, you know, it's not a business decision necessarily. And then he has his other people who are there tapping him on the shoulder saying, hey, what are you crazy?
You know,
but he signs a lot of interesting stuff, and it's really, you know, that's kind of the independent spirit.
Medeski, Martin, and Wood are our guests today, and I understand you have you finished recording a kids album or in the midst of it?
Finished most of it. We have a few little things to add to it to finish it up, but yeah.
Talk a little bit about what your conversations were like about what constitutes a kids album for you guys.
It was kind of, you know, I mean, we had to kind of think a little bit conceptually, you know, about maybe what would the overall theme be, but nothing really happened until we went into the studio and started writing right there, you know, and sweating it out and really working together. Actually, it was really great.
It was
like a kind of a rebirth of collaboration for us.
You know, we had the concept of, you know, the whole idea is it's going to be a journey. So all the songs are like either going to different places or about, you know, going places. And that was kind of our theme. And then we just really took it from there and did what we do, which is just came up with it as we went. And we wrote a bunch of songs. And yeah, it's fun.
We wrote and recorded the whole thing in 4 days.
Wow.
You know, I mean, there's some little overdub here and there and things that we got to kind of finish up. But it's pretty much, you know, it's four days.
So have you played any of it for your kids yet?
Oh yeah, oh yeah! My kids love it. My son, my oldest son, is 5. He loves it. He's like already singing John's licks and like, you know, just already making suggestions too. Like, where the Melly should come back,
oh,
and
really?
Stuff like that.
Oh, that's
yeah.
funny.
Yeah, we should listen to him.
Yeah.
I mean, I already thought. I mean, our music is already for kids, so it's kind of.
Yeah, this record's going to be a combo for sure. Like, there's going to be some obvious kids stuff, you know, like I'm playing a kind of a funky drum beat and there's sort of like a nursery rhyme stuff. But other than that, a lot of this music is totally good for anybody to enjoy, you know.
And I just, you know, I know like my daughter, and I know this is true for a lot of other kids, they just love great music. It doesn't have to be, you know, made specially for kids.
In fact, that's sometimes the kiss of death.
Yeah,
you don't need to play down to children. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's actually the opposite.
Yeah. Well, now one of the pieces you did here today, I found after the fact, is on the album, and I guess you're calling it "Wake Up." And you get to you've got an array of some pianos, Billy, don't you?
Yeah, I love them. You know, I love this. Yeah, African thumb pianos. So, and that kind of like the little line that happens in there sort of came from this this one particular mbira that I have, kalimba.
And when the piece is called "Wake Up,"
I mean, it's really just kind of like it. There's two versions we did of it. You know, there's sort of a rubato version, which is sort of like, maybe it's the beginning of the record, maybe it's the introduction and everybody's waking up and the sun is rising. I mean, these are the kind of like narrative kind of like ideas that we have in the record. Whether it ends up coming out that way, we don't know, so it just sort of stuck for a while, you know. We'll see.
We've adapted the arrangement, you know, to do live. I mean, it's actually, we're taking two different versions of the song and combining it and just sort of creating, you know, doing what we do, which is take the idea of this song and then play it differently every time we do it.
Yeah, well, this is really beautiful piece. It's called "Wake Up." Thank you. Wake Up, concluding our session with Medesky, Martin, and Wood on stage at World Cafe Live. Our thanks to John Medesky, Chris Wood, and Billy Martin for joining us today. They have a new compilation out of their work for Blue Note Records called Note Blue, and if you're looking for that, you can find that at our World Cafe CD store at our website at worldcafe.npr.org.